Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist
up. So somehow I'm in a... Well, I'm not even in it. I was mentioned in a tweet or a post, however you want to describe Twitter or X, about Davis Mills. The Texans are selling the new jerseys, and they have a Davis Mills variety out there if you want one. Why would they print out a jersey for a third-string quarterback? I don't know. But if you want a Davis Mills jersey, they're on the rack. You can go get one. And a friend of mine, Kevin, KJ, mentioned it and mentioned John and I and Lance, maybe we would want to talk about it. It didn't come up as a topic of conversation on that show, but I'm only mentioning it, because it has over 159,000 views. It's just a picture. It's not even video, but this was tweeted 21 hours ago, and I'm still in the midst of a conversation about why Davis Mills means something to the Texans. It's a lot of people talking about what happened against the Colts way back in 2022. We should honor him because of his comeback win against the Colts. I didn't think a topic about Davis Mills and his jersey would get the type of attention that it has, but it's been nearly a full day of people going back and forth on why Davis Mills means something to the Texans organization. And it speaks to, I think, that people care about this team. They care. They're interested, whether it be the new jerseys or the season that was 2023. The level of attention placed on this team is at probably its highest has been in maybe at least a decade. Probably over that. Probably since 2012. But we're talking about Davis Mills and his jersey and why would they print it? Well, he's a legend, according to some, because he got a C.J. Stroud. I think that's a little strong. But I do think the fact that there's this type of attention in the middle of spring and early May about this team just says, I don't know if they're taking over the town, but there's a spot because of how poorly the Astros have played for the Texans to start to gain ground in the race. And we've seen people turn on the Astros pretty quickly, by the way. I know it's been a bad start to the year, but people are saying ugly things about the team. Has brought you a lot of joy, and that just speaks to the fickle nature. Hey, you've provided one bad season or even just a start of a season in the last 7 or 8 years, and now all the slander is coming out. And I would say relax. It's not great. I understand it. I recognize it. But show a little grace. It had to end at some point, and we're not even sure it's over. But it had to end. They can't be great for your entire life. That's not how sports works. The fact that they've been great for this long, I'm not going to say sit back and just enjoy it and just, you know, bask in your memories. But it wasn't going to be forever. They were not going to be at the top of the league forever. Now, this is a precipitous fall. This fall, I didn't see coming. I maybe thought if they weren't going to win the division, maybe they battled to be right around 500, and then we have to retool. But this one is, now we're having conversations about trading Bregman before his contract expires and trying to get what you can, because the belief is you can't sign him, and maybe, despite the fact of how great he is, Tucker would provide you more value. Tucker's played well this year. Bregman, he's early season Bregman. The value you would get is from Tucker because he'd have another year left. That's where we're at right now. But I would say
30 games. That's how much seven straight ALCS get you.
30 games of grace.
30 games.
Yes. And now everyone's a bum. Everyone stinks. Who can we get rid of?
God, I can't wait until the NFL schedule release so we can talk more about football.
Well, Casario told us it's football season. He told us that. And maybe he's right. he said that after the draft. It's always football season for the Texans. And he's the general manager, so certainly it is.
It's football season.
It is football season. And he goes on to say, I know everyone's all of a sudden miserable, but it's football season. That's the entire quote that I pulled. But that particular drop we'll use because it's football season, which means I need to get back to football. That's what I gave Sean. Sean plays that, and I have to start talking about things other than baseball. It's generally going to be something that redirects the show from baseball. Sean can bring up a topic football-related, or I can, and I'll bring up this. Maybe Sean has something he wants to talk about, too. Nick Casario was on, the flagship 610, giving us an update on Tank Dell. Tank Dell is back in the city. He says Tank is doing great. We've had conversations with him. We have visited with him. D'Amico's had a chance to talk with him. He's doing okay, certainly making progress. He's been in and out of the building, so right now he's in a pretty good state of mind. Does that mean that as soon as he was released from the hospital, Tank said, I'm not staying here. I'm not staying in Florida. I'm coming. I'm going back to Houston.
Get me the hell out of here.
Where it's safe. I'm getting out of here. I know I went home to see moms, and I went to a party, which obviously didn't end well. Get me back to Houston.
I can fly myself and mom to Houston.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I do when I want to see my mom. I fly her in. I'm not flying out. I don't know, because I need more context. If he meant in and out of the building, he meant he's already back and he's been into the building, or he's just talking about his entire off-season program. But if I was Tank, I would have got the hell out of there as soon as they discharged me. All right.
Make myself scarce.
Yeah, let's wait till it cools down. Not that he was even a target, but the fact that you're in town for a couple of days, and a shooting happens, and you are an unfortunate victim of that. Yeah, I'm gonna go back to Houston. The streak of me getting shot in Houston, long. The streak of me getting shot here, it's only been a couple of days. Last time I got shot, I'm gonna go back to Houston.
All time, yeah. Never been shot.
You've never been shot in Houston. The streak is a long one. I'm gonna get out of the place where a bullet can hit me, even by accident. So thankfully, Tank's okay. And if he's back in Houston, I would be like, yeah, Tank's. I would be back in Houston too. Is this the same Ryan or a different one? Because we thought we had a Ryan from before who was pretending to be Keith.
I believe, and I've told you before.
All the voices run together.
Voice blindness. Okay. I don't know, but I believe this is a different Ryan. Also, Ryan never gives his real name. So
that's true. He only gives his real name on the John and Lance show. This is the show where he can try out bits, which is fine by us.
Keith was a good one, though.
Yeah.
Good alias.
Yes. I mean, because I did call out that particular person earlier. Different Ryan, new Ryan, Ryan 2.0, or we can just call you Ryan. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Dell? Hashtag lock up Raheezy.
This isn't Ryan.
I wanted to talk about the Canelo fight. Was he calling him a sweet boy?
Is this to
De La Hoya?
Is this your white guy voice? Because you have a Gilbert voice.
I don't know, but was he calling him a sweet boy, or what was he doing?
I'm not going to answer that seriously because of who this is.
And what do you think of Vida Guerra going to OnlyFans? Thanks.
Yeah, okay, Larasa. I think, isn't Vida Guerra already on OnlyFans? Maybe that's the point he's making. I think she already is. I think that's 100% chance of happening.
Congrats, Ryan.
Yeah. See, Ryan, you got one. Be aware, I think, since this is my personal computer and not one owned by the NFL like Lance has, I can look this up and not be worried. I think Vida Guerra is already on OnlyFans. Yep, there it is. I mean, at least I haven't clicked on the link, but the link comes up that she's on OnlyFans. So I believe, Ryan, that you got one. Vida Guerra, another woman who made her fame by being on men's magazines and not even Playboy stuff, and Maxim and others, among others. Those are just a couple. But Ryan gets a hit there. He should have called in with Vida Guerra very early, and we could have had a discussion about the place she lands in his life. Or Ryan. That's La Raza's white guy voice. Now I know what it sounds like.
What do you think of of Canelo. Only $8 a month, by the way.
Oh, look at her.
What'd you think of Canelo calling Oscar De La Hoya a sweet boy
Spanish? I'm a fan of boxers standing up to promoters. It's not surprising that a boxer is accusing a promoter of stealing money. That's the oldest thing in sports beyond, you know, cheating in baseball. But a boxer having their money stolen from a guy who's allegedly supposed to be doing things in their best interest, surprise, surprise. Oscar De La Hoya would just be in a long line of promoters who have put themselves ahead of the people putting their body on the line, which is crazy considering that's what he did. He had to deal with promoters, and now is that a question of hurting people? Is that what that is?
Yeah, he knows how the game's played.
Yeah, so he got hurt, so he's going to hurt others, I guess. I haven't heard all of it. People have nominated that audio for Ship Talk. There's just so much cursing in a different language. I don't know what I could get ready to play and what I couldn't get ready to play, but it might be something that shows up on Monday next week. I'll have to do some work on that. But I appreciate Canelo. Man, the language, I mean, whatever. I'm not going to crush a man on how he talks to a man he thinks has wronged him. But more power to you, man. Take your shot.
How does the censorship work
for Spanish
there? Yeah.
Well, I don't really know. I don't know how the deal with the FCC is, it doesn't really matter unless someone complains. Like, we won't do it because there's always a chance someone would complain, but you could pretty much play whatever you want if you thought no one would snitch on you.
Yeah.
Because they're not monitoring us on a minute-by-minute basis. The problem is someone will pull the audio and send it and go, hey, look, this happened.
And so in a place like Houston, you probably – like, the likelihood that someone would complain about Spanish curse words is higher.
Higher than, like, La Crosse, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yes.
Because there's more people that would understand.
Yes. So. We could probably get away with it in, like, Idaho. But here, if someone decided that language was a step too far, we'd have to answer to it. I'm just not sure how Spanish plays on American airwaves as far as...
He called them some very bad Spanish words, too. Like, not just, like, bad ones.
No, it was wow. Wow. So, like I said, the language is rough. I just... am not going to dive in and crush Canelo because he's talking to a guy who he thinks is a kind of a bad guy and thieves and robs people out of their money. And I get where some of that aggression might come from. Just not language I can use on this show.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can't even play.
It was language so rough, as you're saying, even white guys like me and Ryan could tell that he was calling him a sweet boy.
Yeah, Ryan.
What? That was a very obviously a white man's voice that was on the radio.
Well, it was an impression of a white man's voice, certainly. It certainly was. I will agree with you on that. And we know this show doesn't have any real rules, so if that's the actual Larasa who wants to call in or someone pretending to be him, that's fine with me. I mean, y'all know the deal. We don't care. Just call in, entertain me and Sean, and really that's all we're looking for at this point. Sean's got a longer day ahead of himself than I do. My day is about to come to an end. And long is relative. It's a radio show. But I've been up since like 4:30. Have sympathy for me is what I'm saying. While John heads off to play golf. And speaking of golf, the guys will be out at the Insperity tomorrow. I won't be. I'll be here. Just logistics. It makes more sense for me not to go out there. But I'll be on a golf course next week. Not playing.
Oh, yeah.
No chance of that.
I'm sure
I don't know
everyone...
I didn't know if I had to make that clarification.
Yeah,
for
everyone was like, whoa, where's he playing?
You want to show us? You want to post a picture of your clubs on Instagram?
Hey, how's your irons?
Don't even know what that really means, to be honest with you. Don't even know. I barely know what cart path, like John says, cart path only. And I'm only a little bit sure I know what that means. Mostly because I've heard him say it over and over again because, God forbid, he walks any place on a golf course. If that's the real Larasa or someone who wants to give an impression of him, we'll get to him when we come back. We're late for a break. Hold on through the break. We'll get to you and anyone else who wants to call in. If you have an impression of a caller you want to get off, that's fine with us. Like I said, entertain us, and that's all we're looking for. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
¶¶
Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
This show, I think, is a haven for anyone who likes to delve into nonsense. Because I do, Sean likes it, and certainly the callers to the station do. And I'm not sure if this is the actual La Raza or a fake one, because now we're just faking being a caller. We had a fake Keith. We had a fake Ryan. Is this a fake La Raza? Hello?
What's hey, que paso, Delvincito?
It's a fake La Raza, yeah.
What's hey, up, so I got a different name for Bregman. Until okay. he gets out of gets out of his slump. We're gonna call him Breaky Bum. Until he gets out of his slump. Also, shout out to Raheel and his family. I hope they're all doing well and free Raheezy. Yeah, that's it.
That sounds like Keith, if I'm trying to figure out which caller's pretending to be another. That feels like Keith.
I don't know.
You think that's Ryan calling in again?
I thought that was La Raza. What?
Nope. That was my first clue. That
it
was
Que Paso.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can say Delvincito and Que Paso. See, I just did it, and I don't sound like La Raza. But I appreciate it, whoever that was.
The mystery man.
Yeah, whoever you might be, I appreciate you calling in because you made Sean laugh. We'll take that.
Yeah, we've had...
I think we've had a fake Keith, a fake La Raza, and a fake Ryan.
And was it yesterday or maybe the day before we had a fake Paul George?
We did, who happened to be a real Ryan, I think.
Again, these are all people you think are fake. I think those playoff P called in.
The performance of that call was similar to the performance of Paul George last night. So maybe you're right. Maybe it was Paul George just deciding to call us and ask us about Christina Milian's chance of being on OnlyFans. Since we're in the realm of nonsense and non-sports, we'll get to this before we go to break. We were a little late coming back. We talked about this the last couple of days. Kendrick Lamar and Drake in a back and forth. We can call it a beef if you want. Kind of what rap and hip-hop calls it. Kendrick Lamar dropped a song on Tuesday called Euphoria. And normally with diss tracks, they're not all replayable. In fact, some people question what they are artistically other than taking your shots at the other guy. Well, Euphoria, imminently playable, replayable. If we're going by what Spotify is saying, now over $9.2 million plays since it became available on Spotify yesterday. It was originally just a YouTube drop. It was on Kendrick Lamar's YouTube page. You could stream it from there. People grabbed it, put it on Twitter, and that's how I listened to it for the first couple of times. Now you can find it on one of your DSPs, whether it be Spotify or Apple, and it's doing numbers. It's going to be a number one song, and if we are believing the likes of DJ Academics, who is one of the people who chronicles hip-hop and particularly this beef, he's a Drake guy, so there is a little bias there, but it is the biggest global streaming day of any hip-hop song released in 2024, and it's a diss track. Those songs usually don't get there. And not only is it streaming and doing big numbers, it's now changing the fortunes of a restaurant owner, because in that song, Kendrick Lamar mentions a restaurant in Southern California. And now there's a report of this restaurant and people listening to the song and traveling distances to go eat there, because he mentions fried rice. It's a Chinese place. Here's a bit of the reporting going on about this restaurant and what the Kendrick Lamar song Euphoria has done for that restaurant.
Look at that. Look at the song.
Don't speak on the family, Crody. You can get deep in the family, Crody.
In the song, Kendrick Lamar jokingly pokes fun at the Toronto accent and slang. He then specifically mentioned the restaurant and their fried rice.
It's probably a New Hall King eating fried rice with a dip sauce and a blammy, Crody.
He said, good food and might be the fried rice. Get more rice. The chef going to be busy.
Since the song was released Tuesday, Google reviews for the establishment have been soaring with positive feedback, with most mentioning the song and their now famous dish.
Whoa, 7 minutes ago.
So people are mentioning the song that Kendrick...
Yep, I see that Kendrick's a good guy. Oh my God.
Lou says he expects more customers will be stopping by since he's receiving this international attention. Even today, customers we spoke to said they made their way to Chinatown to try the fried rice, thanks to the American rapper.
I came all the way from Markham just to see this fried rice, man. Kendrick Lamar, you got to pay respect to K-Dawg, man. Ever since he dropped the diss track, I was like, I got to visit this place.
And I said it was a Southern California restaurant. It is a Toronto restaurant. New Hope King is the name of the restaurant. So in Drake City, Kendrick Lamar is having influence by just mentioning a guy's restaurant, and the guy is having great success. So the power, Kendrick Lamar. Now, Sean, we talked about this before about how an athlete couldn't get you to like a pop up. Could Kendrick Lamar? Let's say Kendrick Lamar had a beef with Travis Scott, and he mentioned a restaurant you've never been to in Houston. Would Kendrick Lamar simply mentioning the restaurant get you to it?
Maybe not in the first like 2 days, because like you mentioned, this song came out basically when our show started on Tuesday.
Yeah,
and so that's like 48 hours. People have already
you run to that restaurant in 48
and enough
hours
for the news is like, wow,
to do a report on it.
This place is doing numbers, so it would probably take until a weekend, and it also will depend on how close it is. If I'm being honest, if he mentions like a place that's like, you know,
if he mentions
in Missouri City, probably not going to go out of my way on a Wednesday.
If he mentions Bada Bing Pizza in League City, are you traveling to League City for pizza?
No. Maybe next time I'm in League City, I try Bada Bing.
Because of what Kendrick said.
Yeah. Now because of what you said.
It's pretty good. Actually, it's better than pretty good. It's really good. Let's see. Let's see if this mention gets a story.
Channel 13's gonna.
Let's see if Winnie Granato makes her reporter go out there because I mentioned Bada Bing. Let's see the numbers they do for them. Good pizza, great ingredients, but I'm not sure I got the reach that our one Kendrick Lamar does.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a chance, probably not an awesome chance, but if it's, you know, in the area, yeah. It's in like Bel Air. Yeah, I can make Bel Air happen.
I guess no free ads, but I am going to do it. It's the Bing Pizzeria. I don't know why I said Bada Bing. It's the Bing Pizzeria. They do a good job. I live in League City. Would I drive to?
Well, what if it's somewhere close to the station? Or the not station. Close, but like out of your way, but close to the station where after, you know, at 12:30, you might get lunch there.
Yeah, I think so.
It also kind of depends. Like fried rice is an easy sell for me.
Yeah, so. I love fried rice. If he was mentioning a, I don't know, what could it be that I don't really go for? If he was mentioning a sandwich shop, I don't mind sandwiches, but I'm not sure I'm traveling out of my way to go get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fried rice, I love Chinese food. So I still don't think, I love that song, but I don't think Kendrick Lamar has the influence on me that would make me go there in the first 48 hours. Well, okay, he mentioned a restaurant. Maybe I'll try it out if I see the good reviews.
No, the first 48 hours is tough because we have jobs.
Yeah. I don't know, the last guy we heard.
Maybe when I was 20, I could have made it happen.
Yeah, I saw the video. The guy who was mentioned the latest, we heard from him last, looked pretty young, looked like he was in his maybe early 20s. So yeah. I get why he might be able to do that. Me, I'm a grown man. I got responsibilities. What am I doing? They're not a lot of responsibilities, but I'm not driving out of my way because a rapper mentioned the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
I think that's fair. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah. You're right. I think it depends on your lot in life and where you are. Like, some people are like, man, I got kids. What am I doing? I'm not doing that. I'm not like, one of those people, but I understand why someone in that position wouldn't.
Like, it took Joe George basically like a month, maybe a month plus, to watch Dune 2.
Yeah.
Just because, like, his kid got sick on a day he was supposed to watch it. Then just a couple, like, weekend after weekend of, like, couldn't get around to it. And I can't imagine him being like, you know what? Wait, Kendrick Lamar mentioned a place?
Got to try that Chinese food out. Like, particularly if he, particularly when there's like 8 restaurants downstairs, he could just go to if he really needed something to eat around the station.
Can he please mention Burger Chan if he's going
to? No, don't mention Burger Chan. I need that place to not be busy. It's right downstairs. Don't mention Burger Chan.
Did I already? Oh, man, I mentioned it.
Yeah, if you love a good, no more free ads. But
no more free ads, but
Burger Chan's pretty good.
It's a hit amongst the people that work at ESPN 97.
I mean, maybe we're not great tastemakers, but let's just say the radio guys love Burger Chan. It's a good place to go eat. Still, if it was 20 miles away, I'm not going there if Kendrick mentioned it. Just where I am in life, but I appreciate the reach that song has accomplished so far. Over 9 million streams in less than 48 hours, because this report was done yesterday, at least when I pulled it. So it's and in your own city, Drake, you're on the clock, apparently. Now he has to come back with his own to respond, and we'll see whenever that happens, because the beef continues. Maybe good-natured, maybe not. We'll see how it ends up. We got a couple more segments to go here on the show. We're not completely done with the draft talk, because not that CBS is better than the NFL.com side or ESPN, but they go through the list of each team's first. They go through the list of each team's best draft pick. Doesn't have to be a first rounder. We know the Texans wouldn't even qualify because they didn't have a first rounder, but they do mention what they think or who they think is the Texans' best draft pick. We'll bring that up when we come back and get to some other things before we wrap it up.
ESPN 97.5. Be there.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really.
I mean, you can watch, but it isn't. If you're anywhere that's warm, then it's not like you're here, because depending on the minute, it could be freezing, and that was the case this morning. It's okay right now, but a little chilly. People who watch on YouTube will see me frequently in a jacket for no other reason than it's the only reason my teeth aren't chattering. So, hey, temperature control, we don't really have it. But at least we get to do this for a living. Julian, I know, is a driver, and Julian's a frequent caller to the show. He's never called about this topic before. So, Julian, I'm assuming you're complaining about Houston drivers?
What it is, Jive Turkey.
I'm going to complain about that.
Drivers in general, but today I'm in Houston. I'm driving locally because I'm home for the week. And, man, I wish my fiance wouldn't have got me a load. All these drivers who drive with their hazard lights on, when a little bit of rain comes down from the sky, like, do they understand the implications of driving with your hazards on? Professional drivers will slow down because we think there's an accident or traffic coming up. So after slowing down and realizing that it's just somebody who thinks they're being smart because they're warning everybody behind them that there's somebody in front, well, damn, we all have eyes. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Hey, you want to get a rant off? Get a rant off. I mean, I don't deal with a lot of traffic just because of the nature of my commute when it's happening. But, yeah, on those days when it's bad weather, which we're having right now, I mean, I looked outside the window right now, and the skies are dark. It looks like it's going to be bad weather, so everyone be safe out there. Might directly affect some of our plans going forward. We know if you don't know, the Killer Bees and Gallant and George are out. Not out, but they're on remote, and weather could be affecting the setup of that. So who knows how long this show might actually be on the air. We're still figuring that stuff out right now.
Hopefully not more than a couple minutes longer.
Okay.
So it's, a little extended cut. Director's cut.
Okay. The Zack Snyder cut. The Olalea cut.
Yes. It'll be in slow motion.
Well, you're kind of more the director. It'd be the Mapes cut, I think. And you can decide what we hear and what they hear and what they don't hear. But, we have people, namely Brian in this case, who will set up the remote and set up the audio equipment. And right now, because of the weather, some people
Just a little issue.
Gets stuck, but he's okay. He should be there. So
he's got his hazards on. He's driving safe.
Yeah, Julian. He's being safe. That's what the hazards are for, Julian, to be safe. So Brian's doing that. If you roll up next to him, don't yell at him. He's simply trying to get from point A to point B in a safe manner. Let the man be.
I do like that in the spirit of Throw Shade Thursday that he threw.
It is Thursday.
Got a rant off.
Look, I am hesitant to bring that back, particularly because I did that with someone else along with John. But if people just want to call in and slander people, I don't mind that. It doesn't have to have a name.
Just informally.
Yeah, if you just want to take a shot at someone, I welcome that on this show. I don't mind it. We will react to it. We'll break it down. Maybe we will co-sign what you're saying or maybe push back. I don't mind the slander. I don't really have any, you know, things I'm completely against. Now, some things are out of bounds, and you guys are smart enough to know what you can and can't say. But, hey, you got some slander for an athlete or someone you know, or, hell, it's even been people who work here. I mean, maybe I'll push back, maybe I won't. We'll just see what you say. So that's always welcome, and Julian just wanted to get something off his chest. I think he should keep the Jive Turkey thing on his chest, though. You keep that to yourself. What it is, Jive Turkey, you keep to yourself.
So you're not 100% on his side.
No. The second part of his call, I welcome him and his willingness to throw shade. The first part, I'm gonna need you to pack that up. I don't know. I always hear what it is, Jive Turkey, and immediately think I'm uncomfortable. So, Julian, do appreciate the call. When we get back into a show of the show, which will probably be House of the Dragon, I'm sure Julian will call in about that. And I think he's still watching Tokyo Vice when he's not slandering Houston drivers. So we'll get that too. Matt, when you're ready to go, we'll get you on. We'll see what you want to talk about. And we'll get to you before we go to break because we're actually on time. So I don't need to rush out of here. And if Matt's ready, does he just want to talk about a highway? Is that what he's calling it about? Do you want to slander 610? No. What's up, Matt?
No, I'm calling to slander Jeremy Branham. His takes are just absolutely trash. R.I.P. Reezy.
I knew as soon as I opened up that avenue, it was going to be about people who work here. Other people I've worked with have been uncomfortable with that aspect of the callers being free to take their shots. I'm not one of those people. I mean, I don't have to agree with you. But I welcome you to voice your opinion. And then, of course, it's my show, and Sean is a big part of it, too. We can jump in and go, hey, that's too much. But simply saying you don't like someone's opinion, that's fine. That's not anything terrible. I mean, there are people call this show and question people's sexuality. Not this show. People have called other shows and question people's sexuality. I mean, is that too far? Maybe. But that's a case-by-case basis.
I think people have called that person's show and questioned their
to his face. Yes.
I know.
You were there. You allowed the call. don't act like you're not
sure. I heard that. That's just something I heard.
I mean, I could have possibly taken the call and put him through.
I was sitting right here while it happened.
Yeah. So if you simply want to take a shot at Jeremy or Joel or anyone else or me, it doesn't matter. Well, you can do that, and I think it's just going to turn the last 15 minutes of the show into that. And I kind of knew what I was doing, but I don't mind it. We got one more segment to go. If you want to call in about anything, even if you need to get something off your chest about someone, look, maybe we reserve it for this day because of the history of this day on the station. As Sean said, it'll be an informal Throw Shade Thursday. It'll be where you come if you need to slander someone for whatever reason. And Julian and Matt certainly kicked us off in the right way.
Just for as long as the Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, in honor of that beef.
Yeah, negativity is up right now.
Yeah it is.
Let's keep it up.
Yes. In honor of that beef, where I think Kendrick's currently ahead, Drake certainly has time to respond. We're going to pay homage to Euphoria with your slander. I mean, if you want to put on a Toronto accent to insult someone like Kendrick, then go ahead. You want to say, Kendrick did some other things I can't welcome on the show. There are some things I can't allow just because I kind of want to keep doing this. But anything else, you're more than welcome to. We got one more segment here. We'll be back.
Warning. Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Last segment of the show, and I mentioned this story before all the slander came. A little bit more about the NFL draft. CBS Sports has ranked the best draft picks for each team. And they think Kalen Bullock, the third rounder's number 78 overall, is the Texans' best pick. They talk about how many points the Texans are expected to score. The pass rushers of Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter will force quarterbacks to put the ball up, maybe in spots they don't want to put the ball up in. And this is where Kalen Bullock comes in. Had 9 interceptions in 3 years. He's got just under 4.5 speed at 4.49. They think this system, the talent around him, will lead to opportunities where he can make plays on the ball. And other than Stingley, the Texans don't particularly have playmakers in the secondary. Petrie was expected to be that, but now he's just a guy who we think can't tackle. Does that improve in year two and year three overall, year two under DeMeco? Hopefully, because the talk coming into the last season was about him potentially being a Pro Bowler. That did not play out the way people wanted it to. So they add some talent to the safety room. Something we discussed throughout draft season. Could the Texans find a guy who could get real snaps? And they hope Kalen Bullock is that guy. Honorable mention, Cade Stover is the honorable mention. A lot of people like Cade Stover. He was fine at Ohio State. I didn't know his traits watching him play at the time. He felt like, you know, a typical Ohio State tight end, like Ruckert and others. I didn't know the hype around Cade Stover reached this level, but maybe it's simply because he's not played tight end for a lot, and they see there's real growth potential there.
Sounds like you did some profiling.
No, I didn't. I just said he's like another Ohio State tight end.
It's like Rucker.
Yeah, he's another Ohio State tight end. What did you want me to say?
You didn't know he was an athlete. That's what you're
saying. No, I watched him play, and
I didn't know he was a freak athlete.
I thought
he was a coach's kid grinder.
Yeah, you're making assumptions. I never said coach's kid or grinder. I just looked at him and go, he didn't jump
like
off.
Coach on the field.
No, I didn't say that. He didn't, more quick than fast. I just saw him as, okay, that's a good player. He didn't jump off the screen to me, but like I said, I didn't know about his traits, and I didn't know the background that he had only played the position for a couple of years. So I thought, okay, Ohio State has a talented player. We'll see what he is in the draft. And apparently his makeup and his traits are something that people really like. So honorable mention for Cade Stover, but Kalen Bullock, the guy at least CBS thinks can be the best player in this draft class, and obviously you hope Blake Fisher, one of the second rounders, and Kamari Lassiter live up to their potential too, because if your third rounder's good and Cade Stover, another guy who wasn't one of your first picks, shows up and plays to maybe beyond expectations, or at least in Cade Stover's place, and when we talk about how Nick Caserio thinks of him, right up to those expectations, then you get your second rounders playing at a high level, that would be a great draft class. The likelihood of all of them hitting, just not how the draft works. It's probably lower than you would hope. But at least those two guys, Bullock and Stover, expected to be pretty good for the Texans. And despite what Mapes tries to put on me, I didn't think Cade Stover was just simply another big white tight end, despite what
plotting.
But I didn't say plotting. I don't think any Ohio State skill guy is plotting.
Big Ohioan stiff, I think is what he called him.
Just flat out lying. I mean, it is this day. It is the day for it. I don't mind the lies. I can just fight back. But he is from Mansfield, Ohio. So if I had guessed big plotting stiff, Ohioan stiff, I mean, I could have been right, but he's not. That's certainly not Cade Stover. And no one thinks that, despite what Sean tries to level as far as accusations against me. He's a good player. I mean, I think people are give him a little too much credit.
What?
I mean, relax, everyone.
Let's see him on the field first.
I did see him on the field. He was okay.
No, but on an NFL field.
Where he'll be going against better athletes?
That's what you said.
I meant better athletes than what he saw in college, not just better athletes than him. Better players?
I like how I'm trying to box you into opinion no one would get mad at.
Yeah. Oh, he called him big and white. Crazy.
He called this big white guy a big white guy.
Yeah. I don't have that opinion. I just am surprised by the level of positivity surrounding him.
His Q rating really went up a lot the day after the draft pick was made, yep, when Nick Caserio went on the mic and was like, he was one of our favorite players in the draft.
Mel Kiper loves him too, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe my eyes are lying to me. Like I said, Jeremy Ruckert, same dude to me. Now I'm going to box myself into it just to play into it. What does that mean? It means draftable, talented, but the hype?
Let him
prove it on the field.
He was a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, he was a fourth-round. If you loved him so much, why didn't you take him in the second?
Like, I there had to have been at least like four tight ends that went ahead of him.
I'm sorry, running over Indiana defensive backs doesn't do much for me.
But what about running over Minnesota defensive backs?
Vikings or Gophers?
Gophers. Golden Gophers.
Does less for me than running over Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that if you watch Ohio State play, obviously you knew he was out there. You knew, again, you knew there was some skill there. But then, again, after the draft, he becomes Gronk 2.0. I guess he was already called Farmer Gronk, but that's more because he was a farmer and a big white tight end who's pretty good. So I guess you just get slapped with, insert word here, Gronk, if you're a tight end that's
ChatGPT,
at least a little good. Yeah. So, you know, definitely has the chemistry, you would think, with C.J. Stroud having overlapped at Ohio
State.
That
is a positive, definitely.
Back-to-back drafts where C.J. Stroud gets his wish, I assume. I don't know. Maybe he was
What if he hates Kate Stover?
He was like, oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, I'd rather have Jeremy Ruckert.
Surely he's available.
Yeah, I think he's with the Jets or something like that.
Yeah. So back to back. Him and Cade Stover and Tank Dell, the 1-2 punch that's going to save Houston football.
Picks that were pushed by your star quarterback, CJ Stroud.
Who, by the way, did you see him in China?
He's got a camp going over there.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't know that the NFL was doing that. And B, that C.J. Stroud and Micah Parsons were running the camp together, and they're now apparently just like in the NFL's like buddy cop movie.
You've got C.J. who was more of the straight-laced guy, and I guess is he the Danny Glover? And
yes.
And, although
he's more,
and Micah's the Mel Gibson of the two, the wild child. I know there's some connotations. I get it. But
he's the Riggs.
Yeah, the Riggs. And Murtaugh. The Riggs, and like CJ's the Murtaugh, and I can't call him the Danny Glover. I mean, Micah's done some questionable things in his past, but I can't, at least in college, but I can't call him the Mel Gibson. I can call him Riggs.
It's more of the like by the book detective who's, you know, thinks everything out, who's more logical, and then the like wild card. Yeah, aim for the bushes. I can make it.
Yeah, Micah Parsons is the guy who gets the sergeant who's about to retire in 2 days really riled up. Damn it, Parsons!
Yeah, actually, you know
you
what?
You destroyed half the city.
It is the other guys.
Yeah,
it's the other guys, and C.J. Stroud. He's not gonna love this. Is the Mark Wahlberg, and Will Ferrell is Micah Parsons. Yeah, no, flip that. Sorry.
Yeah,
Micah Parsons is. Is Mark Wahlberg, the loose cannon, runs his mouth, and then the guy who drives a sensible car, who thinks everything out, who does it by the book, that's C.J. Stroud. Yeah, he's like, no, I would not average 20 points in an NBA game.
Michael Parsons is the guy that even the criminal goes, man, he's crazy. He's crazy.
Come get your man.
Get him away from me, man. Get him away from me. That's who Michael Parsons.
He's looking at the other cop like, get him off of me.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? Well, look what he's doing. He can't do that. That's who Micah Parsons is.
I'm right.
Yeah. He's definitely the guy who gets a criminal to start talking about his civil rights. And he's definitely the one infuriating the sergeant who's about to retire.
Yes, yes. The sergeant definitely, like, slams the table. Yeah.
He's a good cop, but damn, he's uncontrollable.
Turn in your badge and gun.
Yeah. Three-fourths of the way through the movie, he's turning in his badge and gun, and then he gets called in to save the day because of how wild and crazy he is. We've drilled down on who those two are.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know. We've seen enough of their podcast work together today. Yeah,
already. It took about a week to figure out who they are. Now they're in China hanging out.
Spreading the beautiful game.
Which one, does CJ influence Micah Moore, or does Micah Parsons influence CJ Moore? If you had to guess.
I would hope that CJ influences Micah more. But
for our sakes.
Yeah. I don't know. They both seem so, like, polar opposite. They just bicker. And they just argue all the time. So
yeah, I don't think either one is changing the other. I think
Micah Parsons does not seem like he's I don't want to say open-minded, but he doesn't seem like he's very, like, oh, yeah, you know what? Let me reconsider.
You know, you made a good point there.
He doesn't seem like that.
Yeah.
And CJ Stroud is more often than not right when they get together.
Very true. Very true. And this all stems from the fact that Micah Parsons thinks he can get 20, average 20, not just have a night. He thinks he's going to average 20 in the NBA. And CJ's like, yeah, maybe I can make a three.
Yeah. And then Micah Parsons goes, and this guy thinks he's a shooter. It's like, you're the one who said you can average 20.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Someone understands their strengths and their weaknesses. CJ's like, it's the reason I play quarterback on the NFL level, and I'm not a undersized shooting guard in the NBA.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I can be Josh Okogie. That's what he's saying.
And that's if he's hard-nosed enough to play D.
Yeah, actually, he might be more of a, I don't know, Tim Hardaway Jr., current day.
Yes, a
present day.
A poor man's current version of Tim Hardaway Jr., maybe. And meanwhile, Micah Parsons thinks he's Lou Williams off the bench in his prime.
Yeah, off the bench.
I think Micah thinks if he starts, he's getting 25. If he's limiting himself to 20, I think he thinks he's a sixth man of the year type.
I think he watches Anthony Edwards, and he's like, I could do that.
Yeah, in a different life, in a different world.
I would just stuck with it.
I could have ruined the Suns and embarrassed Bradley Beal if I decided to go the basketball route. We're done for the day. We went a little long because we're trying to give the guys who are on remote a little time to get set up. Looks like they're going to be ready to go. Where are they today, Sean?
Wakefield Crowbar.
Wakefield Crowbar. Gallant and George, followed by the Killer Bees. We will do this again tomorrow, and maybe the new name of the show should be Haven of Nonsense. That was a suggestion. I'll get with Michael on the imaging, maybe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.